Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. I'm your host, and before we get into today's news, we have to lead with a severe weather alert that impacts a wide swath of our listening area.
That's right. A flood warning is currently in effect for Grand Rapids and the surrounding communities, and that remains active through 8 a.m. on Sunday, April 26th. If you live near the Grand River, Plaster Creek, or in any historically low-lying areas, you need to be paying very close attention to water levels right now.
The context here is that we are already operating under a state of emergency. Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued that emergency declaration for numerous Michigan counties because of the relentless, ongoing severe weather we've been dealing with all throughout the month of April. We've seen everything from heavy flooding and straight-line winds to actual tornadoes touching down and causing significant damage across the state.
The ground is completely saturated. Our local storm drains and infrastructure are stressed to the absolute limit. And unfortunately, more water is on the way. Looking at the hyperlocal forecast for downtown Grand Rapids, we're sitting at 53 degrees right now with broken clouds. The winds are relatively calm at 5 miles per hour from the east-southeast. Thursday is going to warm up significantly, hitting 79 degrees by 6 p.m. and peaking around 81 degrees Thursday night.
But that spike in warmth is acting like a sponge, pulling in a massive amount of moisture. By midnight heading into Friday, we'll see light rain starting to fall. And by noon on Friday, the forecast shows a 100% chance of heavy rain.
With the flood warning already in place, this Friday rain event is going to cause immediate, compounding issues. Please avoid driving through flooded roadways. Make sure your residential sump pumps are functioning properly. Clear your street gutters if it's safe to do so, and stay tuned to local emergency alerts.
Absolutely. Safety has to be the top priority. Once you've secured your property and made your plans, we've got some really compelling stories to cover on today's show. We'll be looking at the massive, multi-million-dollar plans to replace the historic 6th Street Dam, and what that complex engineering feat means for the future of the Grand River restoration.
We're also diving into a fantastic local sports story. Portage Northern graduate Nolan McCarthy making his professional home debut with the West Michigan Whitecaps, realizing a childhood dream. Let's get right into it.
Let's start down by the river. For over a century, the 6th Street Dam has been a fixture in downtown Grand Rapids. It's a landmark that anyone who has spent time in the city recognizes immediately. But it's also aging rapidly, and it sits right in the middle of the massive, highly anticipated Grand River Restoration Project.
Right. The overarching goal of this broader restoration effort is to bring back the historic rapids that literally gave the city its name. For decades, the river has been relatively flat and inaccessible through the downtown corridor. The community wants to improve recreational access for kayaking, fishing, and just generally enjoying the waterfront. But the 6th Street Dam presents a really unique and, frankly, critical ecological challenge that you can't just bulldoze your way through.
It really does. The dam currently acts as a hard barrier that prevents invasive sea lamprey from migrating upstream into the Grand River watershed. If you aren't familiar with sea lamprey, they are these terrifying, eel-like parasitic fish with suction-cup mouths full of teeth. They latch onto native sport fish like trout, salmon, and whitefish and literally drain their blood. They absolutely decimated the Great Lakes fishery back in the mid-20th century before aggressive control measures were put in place.
So because the dam currently blocks them, we can't just tear it down to make way for those beautiful whitewater rapids everyone wants. If the city simply removed the dam, they would be opening up thousands of miles of pristine upstream habitat to one of the most destructive invasive species in the region. That's why the plans for what organizers are calling the upper reach of the restoration project involve replacing the dam entirely with a modern, purpose-built sea lamprey barrier.
And navigating the regulatory and environmental hurdles for that is incredibly complex. The Great Lakes Fishery Commission is actually leading an environmental impact study specifically for this upper reach project. It's important to note for residents who see the heavy machinery in the water right now that the upper reach is a completely separate process from the construction currently happening on the lower reach of the river.
Exactly. The lower reach is moving forward, but the upper reach requires intense federal and international cooperation because of the fishery implications. To help fund this specific phase, a $2.1 million EPA grant has been secured. That money is going to support the transformation of the river, specifically focusing on the engineering and environmental planning for the 6th Street Dam replacement.
The proposed engineering solution is what they are calling an adjustable hydraulic structure. The idea is to have a dynamic barrier that can effectively block the lamprey during their specific spawning runs in the spring, but perhaps allow for better natural water flow, fish passage for native species, or even recreational use at other times of the year.
Balancing those competing interests, the strict ecological necessity of an impenetrable barrier, and the community's deep desire for a restored, accessible, and wild riverfront is the central tension of this entire project. You have environmental groups, the Fishery Commission, local businesses, and whitewater advocates all at the table trying to make this work. The adjustable structure seems like a brilliant compromise on paper. But engineering something that is 100% fail-proof against a highly motivated invasive species while acting like a natural rapid is a monumental challenge.
And the stakes are incredibly high for the entire state. The Grand River is the longest river in Michigan. If lamprey managed to get past downtown Grand Rapids, the cost and effort to treat the upstream tributaries with chemical lampricides would be astronomical. Not to mention, nobody wants to increase the environmental impact of adding chemicals to the watershed if a physical barrier can do the job.
It really highlights how industrial infrastructure from 100 years ago accidentally became the absolute linchpin of our modern ecological defense. The people who built the 6th Street Dam weren't thinking about sea lamprey. They were thinking about logging, milling, and water power. Today, we have to be much more intentional with our river engineering. The Fishery Commission study is going to dictate what downtown looks like for the next century. We will definitely be keeping a close eye on their findings as this moves forward.
Switching gears to local sports, we have a really fantastic homecoming story to talk about. Nolan McCarthy, a 24-year-old outfielder from Portage, Michigan, recently made his home debut at LMCU Ballpark, playing for the West Michigan Whitecaps.
This is one of those stories that just makes you smile. McCarthy is a graduate of Portage Northern High School, so he grew up right here in West Michigan. And now he's playing professional baseball for the High A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. For a kid who grew up in this area, likely cheering for the Tigers and maybe even attending Whitecaps games as a fan, stepping onto that field in a professional uniform has got to be a surreal, full-circle moment.
Absolutely. He made that highly anticipated home debut on April 21st, 2026. You can only imagine the kind of ticket requests he was getting from family, friends, and former coaches. Playing for a local affiliate is a really unique situation in minor league baseball. Usually guys are drafted and sent clear across the country to small towns they've never heard of. To be assigned to a team just a short drive from where you played high school ball is incredibly rare. It brings up an interesting point about player development and morale. Minor league baseball is a notorious grind. The travel is tough, the pay isn't glamorous, and the pressure to perform and move up the ladder is constant. Having a local support system, being able to sleep in your own bed occasionally or look up in the stands and see your parents on a random Tuesday night, has to be a massive psychological boost for a young player like McCarthy. Without a doubt. But it also comes with its own unique set of pressures. When you're the local kid, there are expectations. The local media focuses on you more, and the fans are deeply invested in your success. You have to manage those external distractions while still focusing on your mechanics and your daily routine. But McCarthy seems well-equipped to handle it. He didn't just come straight out of high school. He played high-level college baseball before turning pro.
Right. His collegiate pedigree is impressive. He spent time playing in the SEC, which is arguably the most competitive conference in college baseball. He played at the University of Kentucky and the University of Georgia. The transition from the collegiate level at those powerhouse SEC programs to the professional minor league environment is always a significant leap, but facing that caliber of pitching in college definitely prepares you for high A ball.
The speed of the game changes, the velocity of the pitchers increases, and the margin for error shrinks considerably when you hit the pros. In college, you might face a future major leaguer on Friday night, but in the minor leagues, you're facing guys with elite tools every single day.
The fact that he's already shining in his first few starts at LMCU ballpark speaks volumes about his readiness and his maturity at the plate.
The Whitecaps are always a competitive team, and having a local talent like McCarthy on the roster only boosts the energy around the ballpark. It gives the casual fans another reason to buy a ticket and get invested in the season. We're definitely going to be tracking his batting average and his progress as he works his way through the Tigers farm system. Hopefully, we'll see him taking the field at Comerica Park in Detroit in the near future.
All right, let's pivot and hit a few more stories from around West Michigan real quick.
Sounds good. We've got some major updates on the local sports front to get through.
The Grand Rapids Rise are proving that it is never too late to turn a season around. The professional women's indoor volleyball team defeated the Atlanta Vibe 3-2 on April 22nd. This wasn't just any win. It marked a franchise record 5th consecutive victory for the team. They compete in Major League Volleyball, playing their home games right here at Van Andel Arena. What a phenomenal late-season surge. After a really difficult 3-9 start to their 2026 campaign, they looked completely out of the postseason conversation. But this 5-game winning streak has them surging at exactly the right time, keeping their playoff hopes very much alive. It's going to be fascinating to see what specific tie-breaking scenarios they need to fall their way to secure that final playoff position. They've given the fans a reason to pack the arena down the stretch.
And speaking of local teams getting hot, the West Michigan Whitecaps put on a clinic on Wednesday, April 22nd, defeating the Lake County Captains 7-1 at LMCU Ballpark in front of over 4,000 fans. Infielder Junior Tillian blew the game open with a massive 3-run home run in the second inning, and the pitching staff took care of the rest. The bullpen was absolutely lights out. They allowed only one single hit over 5 2/3 innings and racked up 10 strikeouts. That kind of dominant relief pitching is a huge indicator of their depth for the 2026 season. With this decisive win, the Whitecaps improved their record to 11-6, maintaining a crucial 1.5-game lead in the Midwest League Eastern Division. Every game matters when the standings are this tight against rivals like the Great Lakes Loons.
That is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. We covered a lot of ground today, from river ecology to the baseball diamond.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, with that severe weather and heavy rain moving in on Friday, please take extra precautions on your morning commute and keep an eye on those local flood warnings.
Stay safe, stay dry, and we will be back tomorrow with more news from around West Michigan. Have a great day, Grand Rapids!